Anger continues to grow in Hong Kong. Officials there revealed that in the past 4 months, 750 of the protesters arrested were children under the age of 18. That's nearly a third of the total arrests. More protests are expected this weekend, even across the globe on college campuses. Supporters of both the democracy protesters and Beijing are facing off against one another. One of those confrontations recently happened here in Boston. My WGBH colleague Anna Kusmer has a story.
On most Tuesdays, the area outside the dining hall at Emerson College in Boston is relatively quiet. But October 1st was not a typical Tuesday. It was the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. And that day, a protester in Hong Kong had been shot and wounded by police.
No, the government's responsibility is to listen to the people.
Here at Emerson, students from mainland China confronted three students from Hong Kong, holding signs accusing the Hong Kong police of murder. Over the past 4 months, hundreds of protesters in Hong Kong have been injured in clashes with police, though no deaths have been reported. Francis Hoy, a journalism student from Hong Kong, organized the Emerson protest.
It's kind of like a way to offset my absence and my feeling of guilt because I'm not able to be in Hong Kong to participate in the movement.
One of the mainland Chinese students involved in the argument was Bainey Wang from Shanghai. She, too, is a journalism major at Emerson and the president of the Chinese Student Association. She says she was upset to see her country accused of murder on one of its most important national holidays.
It was our national day, so everyone was super happy, and it was a big day for all of us. And then you're not going to be happy if someone to tell you that your government and your country is a murder.
On-campus scuffles between mainland Chinese and Hong Kong students have broken out in other schools across the U.S. and around the world. Beneath the fighting lies a deep schism. Hong Kong is part of China, but it's semi-autonomous and has a degree of press freedom and free expression that the mainland does not. Students from Hong Kong, for example, can be critical of their government in ways that students from mainland might find unthinkable.
The two groups of students who hold strong opposite views on Hong Kong understand the protest completely differently. That's partly because their news sources are different, but also their identities are different.
Shen Lu is a journalist in New York who writes about the Chinese diaspora. She says media read by the pro-Hong Kong protesters largely portrayed demonstrators in Hong Kong as fighting righteously for self-determination, while Chinese media portray them as rioters stoking separatism.
Chinese students have been taught since they were young kids that Western media is biased against China. You know, a lot of what they see in international reports reinforces this idea that Western media are against China.
Shen Lu says many Chinese students studying abroad are hearing criticism of the Chinese government for the first time. Bainey Wang, the Chinese student at Emerson, says she was home in Shanghai when she first read about the Hong Kong protests on Chinese social media. Now that she's in the U.S., she reads both Chinese news sources and Western outlets, like the New York Times.
Yeah, it's definitely a pretty different perspective, and that's why I'm also, like, questioning the media nowadays.
On both sides or on one side?
Yeah, on both sides.
Wang says she knows the protesters at Emerson are from Hong Kong, and she understands why they're so passionate about the issue. But she still finds overt criticism of China hurtful. Frances Hoy, the student from Hong Kong, says she's sympathetic to mainland Chinese students who have to deal with an authoritarian government even when they're studying in the U.S. She says she knows their private messages are surveilled by their government.
So I wouldn't, like, point at their face and say, like, educate yourself on this because I know it's also difficult for them.
Shen Lu, the journalist, says most mainland Chinese and Hong Kong students on U.S. campuses have complex feelings about the protests and China's role in the world, even if they're not always able to express those views publicly. For The World, Anna Kusmer, Boston.